I have been with Nurture Nature Center since it was founded in 2007 in response to repetitive flooding in the Delaware River Basin in 2004, 5, and 6. Easton experienced 3 tremendous flood events in a 22-month period, and it really shocked the local community because there had not been a major flood that had significant commercial and residential impact since 1955. There had been many high flow episodes since 1955, but nothing that had impacts that people felt in a memorable sort of way. And so I was involved in overseeing the renovation of a major building in the 100 block of Northampton Street, which was just feet from the river. And it was the restoration of a blighted building. And it had been underwater significantly during the 1955 flood, which we knew. But even working for an environmentally minded nonprofit organization, we ignored this fact fairly well. We did discuss it. We didn't completely ignore it. We had to buy flood insurance, and it was very expensive, so we knew that. But we didn't really plan for it as adequately as we could have. And so that flood occurred. The third of those 3 floods occurred at about the day that we started to put the units on sale in this building. And it was really transformative. And so at that moment in 2006, we began the idea for a flood education center. And so Nurture Nature Center was incorporated in 2007, and I've been the executive director ever since for 10 years now. And we have now a facility at 518 Northampton Street, which has a Science on a Sphere and 4 art galleries and a number of art and science exhibits, some of which deal directly with the historical flooding in the area. And I spend about half of my time working on projects outside the center, working with federal agencies to consult with them about how they communicate about flood risk to the public. So we work with FEMA, we work with the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency, we work with National Weather Service and NOAA extensively on flood risk communication and how we contextualize and present flood data and information to communities so that they will respond better than we did.